Good evening. This is Steve Schenck with Fearless Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network, your answers to troubled times. Glad to have you aboard this evening. Welcome back. It's been a week since last we talked, and I've got some exciting thoughts and some things happening. I wanted to mention that one of the things that I've been dealing with all week is people calling and saying, hey, where do we start? What do we do? We gave you some assignments last week on the program with regard to getting started with simple stuff on your preparedness. Don't want to hack this to death, but basically why we're here is to give you answers and to help you accomplish whatever it is that you feel like you need to accomplish. We're grateful for the opportunity to have the information that we can share with you. We've got a team of fellas that some of you have met as a result of a seminar that we did in the Round Rock last week. And I think that we've got something going. From the response that we're getting, a lot of folks are glad to have a path to work on. And one of the things that we want to mention to you is that no one can ever do anything out of fear. An awful lot of the activity that has been going on with regard to information that we're getting about what's happening in the country and what's happening in the world and the issues with food and the other things that we talk about, a lot of people are coming at it from the standpoint of preparing from the position of fear and needing to get something done for fear something will happen. Let me tell you how people function. Have you ever had a three-year-old and told him not to put beans up his nose, and the first thing that happens is you've got a three-year-old with beans up his nose? I know that sounds kind of silly, but people generally don't like being told what to do or like being pushed into something or feel like they're being pushed into something. And that's what we have in our country. People are feeling like, my gosh, things are happening. I've got to do something. But let me put out a little bit of a message here in these first couple minutes. What we're going to talk about is not shooting on yourself. I know that kind of sounds goofy, but the fact is that if we have a situation where we don't really understand what to do, how to do, where to do it, why to do it, and who to do it for, and then we're given stress, like what we've got with all the things that are happening in our country, we end up feeling like we should do something, but it's not fun. It's not something that we want to do, that we feel like that we understand well enough. And so it becomes something that we start gathering more and more information. I've got an engineer friend that has a hard time making decisions because he keeps gathering more and more and more information in hopes that if he just gathers enough information, it'll be obvious and evident as to what he should do. One of the things that we're going to be doing here in this classroom of the air that we've established, and do call in with regard to questions and things as we go along. One of the things that I kind of want to establish is we've got a lot of information to pass on to you and a lot of understanding that we've gained over the years and the areas of our expertise, which are the emergency preparedness, the food, and the health, and all this kind of stuff. If you have some comments with regard to some of the suggestions that you would like to make, would you please either email them or call them in off-air time so that we can evaluate what the merit would be? Because what we're trying to do is to keep the lines for call-in available for people with questions as to how they take the next step and what they need to do. And so, Manny, if you will, when the folks call in, ask them what questions that they have. And if they have comments with regard to suggestions that they want to make on the preparedness issue, we're not trying to be a nuisance, but it would be helpful if we could, in fact, just keep it to the questions so that we can get as much information to you just as soon as we possibly can. After this break, we'll get started at this program, and we'll see you in a minute.
This is Steve Schenck with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio, screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the process of making available answers to troubled times. We've talked all the time that you've heard me before we even started this program about food supplies. Let's talk about that just a little bit again this morning or this evening. And what we've got is a situation where we've got a lot of folks out there now as a result of your phone calls that are really deeply concerned about getting a supply of food in. One of the things that we tell folks, that we told folks back in the seminar that we had last weekend, is that the first thing you have to do is you have to decide, based on the evidences that we have out there, whether you're a scriptorian or whether you're just looking at the signs of the times or the political economic situation, you've got to decide how many years' worth of food that you want in. Because this is your life you're depending on and that you're planning for. The fascinating thing that I've observed in working with families is a lot of times folks, if they don't kind of know where to start, you just have a tendency to gather more information, get more scared, more concerned, and we've tried to eliminate that by starting with some assignments with each one of these messages that we put out. What we're going to be doing tonight is kind of going through the basic planning process that you need to start with. Everybody has to concentrate totally, number one, on food first. That doesn't mean you got to get that in before you do anything else. It means that this is the most important control mechanism that can be had over you. Remember, we talked before about the fact that to the extent to which you're dependent in any way is the extent to which you've given up your liberty. And if you take back, if you get rid of that dependency, then you have your liberty back from the area or the people or individuals or the organizations that control whatever it is you're dependent for. We use food a lot because that's the most important dependency we have. We depend on the grocery stores. We depend on the ability of, you learned last week, our enemies to import our food. We don't want to get on that again tonight because we've already beaten that horse to death. But the fact is that what you have to do, or what we have to do as families, is we have to get rid of that dependency on food. Now, we've had the E. coli outbreaks. You've heard about that. And all of our theories about that. If you have any questions about it, you might want to click on to rbnlive.com, and you can go back through the archives and listen to our programs before. Now, as you go into the food planning, and the reason that we emphasize that, along with the other things that we're going to have you doing that you can do immediately that don't cost anything, is that that's the most important thing to get handled, and you've got to get it handled very quickly because we have no idea how soon things are going to shut down. A lot of you folks call in and ask me, you know, how long do we have? Well, on one of the programs I was on last week, somebody asked me that, and I said, well, 2 months maximum. That doesn't mean that I have a crystal ball. I'm just saying if you don't get started, if you don't plan with all your heart and might and scrounge up resources to put together the food, it could get cut out before you have a chance to get it. And so what I've had people, you know, kind of sitting back and they've been saying, okay, we're gathering information. We're sufficiently scared from all the programs that we've put in. And the whole idea behind Fearless Radio is if you have the answers to these problems, you can eliminate the scared, the feared. Because, very simply, if you're prepared, you don't need to fear about anything. And one of the statements that we make pretty regularly is, hey, if you've got someplace to stay and something to eat and some water, obviously, there isn't much that can affect you in terms of what can happen in the country. What can happen in your neighborhood, a short-term disaster or a long-term, whatever we're all expecting. But at this point, it's time to stop gathering information and just start to act. Everybody has plenty enough information to convince themselves that we need to be prepared. We need to have food in so we can prepare to take care of our families. We need to have our homes in such a situation that if there was electrical failure or there was no water, that we can take care of our own. That is all kind of a given. But the one thing that I have to deal with is why don't people get started? It's hard for any of us to believe that something is going to happen that is going to completely upset our way of life. But let's get back to the food issue. There are some things that you need to put down on your notebooks. Those of you that have followed our counsel and bring pen and paper to these sessions, write this down. As you are preparing, the one area that you start right now and get to as immediately as you can, while you're doing some of the other stuff that we're going to suggest to you, is food. That is the bottom line. That is the one which is the most dependency that you have in your family and your life. Now, there are some things you need to understand. There are retailers out there. Now, the J. Michael Stevens Group that I am responsible for is a co-op, and our job is to get as much food into your homes as possible. And by the way, if you need information on planning your food supply, pricing, all of that kind of stuff, you've got two options. You can call us at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. 5633, that's the J. Michael Stevens Group, and we'll help you plan it, we'll get it ordered from you, and we order from suppliers that we trust, and we've got a whole list of things that you need to write down, if you haven't already done it, that you need to be careful of and aware of when you do that. In terms of the Internet, you can see suggested one-year supplies up there. If you'll go to efoodsdirect.com, that's the letter E, FOODS, direct.com. And you can hear some of the lectures that we've done on food supplies, a couple of them that might be useful to you, and to those in your family that don't necessarily share your beliefs, that are not kind of believing that anything is going to happen. One of them is if we only had 10 days, you'll be able to click up there. There's a banner going across that says click here to hear the lectures. But if you have high-speed internet, that's great. If you do not have high-speed internet, give us a call again on 800-409-5633. We'll send you out CDs of those lectures, and also we'll send you planning sheets that list a suggested one-year supply, and you will not have pricing. Here's one of the warnings, guys. If you get up on the internet or you send for information from the retailers, one of the reasons that the co-op does not put pricing on is the fact that there are pricing traps out there set by retailers. What they would do is they would copy what we suggest as a good solid unit that has no fillers, has no cheap stuff, garbage in it, and they would put in a bunch of the fillers, and then they would undercut the pricing, and those that aren't aware of the information that we give out on this program and also of the warnings that we put out would fall for the price trap and end up getting a whole bunch of stuff that won't be usable for them and it won't keep them alive and won't accomplish what they're after. Okay, but as you're going through your preparation, every single Sunday as you sit down with us, have something more planned as far as your food. Try and call in this coming week, and if you don't already have information from the co-op on how to plan it, what the pricing is, and how to go about this stuff, and the warnings that you need to look out for in buying food supplies, call us. I gave you the phone numbers. I'll give them to you again later on. Or get up on the website and then call us, and we will help you walk through this thing. Whether you order through the co-op, I'm sure that you probably would, but whether you order through us or not, at least check out where you're going to spend your money. I talked to a family this last week that had put about $3,200 into a supply of food that turned out to be about a 6-month supply for what they were trying to accomplish, which was about half of what they had hoped to have in for food. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. So get a hold of us and get the warnings and get the counsel that way. Now, do that and get going at your food immediately. You got to realize you've got to get it ordered before things shut down. We know that there are several circumstances. If there's an emergency of any sort, you will not be able to ship your own food. If there's any kind of a epidemic or anything, you will need to have food in your home already. We talked about that before. And so food is the most important dependency that you need to get rid of and move on it just as quickly as you can. If you haven't already started something on it, give us a call. Now, one of the things that people have a tendency to do, and this is kind of discouraging to them, and that is a lot of times they will, you know, get an impression of what it's going to cost to put in a 2-, 3-, 4-year supply or whatever you choose to do, and they say, oh my gosh, I don't have the money. Or we've had several folks call in that are in between jobs. They can't do anything financially right now. You got to realize that this is like anything else. Guys, I don't know where you are spiritually in the whole thing, and I'm not going to preach at you, and I'm definitely not a preacher, but the fact is there are some laws that you need to be aware of. There are laws that govern everything that you do. One of the things is that you attract to you what you think about and what you think positively about. The other thing that you attract to you is what you think negatively about. If you think, I'm broke, I don't have any money to get prepared, I'm not able to do anything, and so what can I do? You will attract more broke to you. Looks like I've managed to talk myself into another what sounds like a break, and so after this break, we'll get back to you.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for at a great price you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
Hey, welcome back to Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank, and we're together this Sunday evening for another little bit of a classroom on food supplies and preparedness and everything that families need to do to establish and maintain their freedom and their liberty. One of the axioms that we're dealing with is the extent to which we're dependent is the extent to which we've given away our liberty, and we are controlled by and can be controlled by those on whom we are dependent. In our country, one of the things that has been realized by most of us that are aware politically and with what's happening is that food is a real issue. I'm talking a little bit about that. I talk about it a lot because it's the primary factor of our being able to stay free. A lot of folks, you know, wonder at what's going to happen when we have an epidemic, where by law we're required to be able to take care of ourselves in our home, and if we aren't able to, we need to be going to gathering centers. That is to be avoided. Now, I don't know if I need to go into why you want to avoid that or not. Later on, when we open up things for questions, if you don't know why, ask me about it. But the bottom line is, if you never have to stand in a bread line, in other words, if you have your own food and water, and you're in a situation where you can take care of yourself in your own home, then you will not be in a situation where you have to be locked down for quarantine. It's just a simple factor of taking control, not having to be dependent. Another thing is this bird flu thing that's rampant in the country. whatever you think of the bird flu, and whether it's real or whether it's not, it is going to be a factor in that Mr. Bush has signed into a law, I guess, if you can call it that, a stipulation that if you are susceptible to the bird flu, whatever that means, that's kind of an open-end question, that it will be necessary, you'll be required to take the inoculation. If you refuse, then it'll be necessary for you to be adjudged and fined and put in jail. And, of course, if you're put in jail, what happens with your rights? They're eliminated, so you can't refuse anymore, and guess what? You get it anyway. However, in my opinion, and from everything that we've seen in other countries, it's not possible for them to come out and collect everybody. But if there's a food shortage and people are not prepared to take care of themselves, it will be necessary for them to go down and get food from the only source that will then be available. And at that time, in order to qualify for the food, then all of the regulations and stipulations that folks tend to be wanting to be resistant to will be required. If any of you know anybody or have ever been involved with applying for any of the various welfare programs where there is government assistance, you'll know that you have to literally bare your soul in the form of questionnaires to the organization to which you're applying for support. And you have to tell, well, I talked to a gal the other day that was deathly ill and needed to sign up for one of the government health care programs. And in order for her to qualify to have medication, this has been changed since then. Now the other ones are doing it. But in order for her to have the medication paid for, she could not have more than $3,000 in assets. And they denied her initially for the simple reason that she had a couple of old cars that were still registered with the DMV that had long since been junked, but they were assessed to have been more value than the $3,000, so she was denied. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying it is. And so in our country, as the liberties are being withdrawn more and more and more, we must, as families, eliminate every dependency that would require us to have to look for support or any of our needs outside of our own family. Because as the government agencies are the ones that are providing those, we will be required to comply with all of the things that most of you as freedom-loving Americans are very resistant to. You probably are not going to be all that excited, those of you that are homeschoolers, about sending your children to a public school where one of the curriculums is teaching those children alternate lifestyles. And if you don't know what that means, call in our question and answer period, and I'll explain it to you. The other thing is that a lot of families, a lot of Christian families, aren't very happy with how many of the schools are teaching sex education. Many of us feel that that's something that's important to be handled by the family. We have been considered too stupid to come in out of the rain to teach our own children, and so it's been placed in the schools. As a result, the way that it's taught leads to a lot of lascivious living on the part of teenagers, and we have various difficulties there. But I don't need to go into all of that, but very simply, guys, those homeschooling families that want to continue homeschooling their children, one of the big issues that they're going to have in being able to continue to do that is to be totally self-reliant. Because if you ever have to go down and stand in a bread line, those freedoms may be severely attached. After this next break, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. It's as easy is 1, 2, 3. 1, get a box. 2, fill the box with unwanted, new, or used items. 3, send them to us. In just 3 easy steps, you can further the cause for freedom. How does it work? You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. You can help. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter and support the fight for freedom.
Welcome back to Fearless Radio, folks. This is Steve Shank. Onward and upward with regard to the food supply thing. You've got to realize that virtually every liberty that we have and every freedom that we have that may or may not be being infringed at this point in time comes back to our ability to be independent, and we can't be controlled if we are. An interesting side issue, guys. If you understand how something works, whether it's a commandment from the scriptures or whether it's a law of the universe or it's human nature, there's a law connected with every blessing that we have available to us, every opportunity. And if we get in accord with those laws, we very literally can have tremendous advantages in how we run our lives. That last ad on the frequency of disease in the Rife system that was being advertised, I got to tell you something that I learned some time ago that might be interesting to some of you, whether you're Christians or not. Food has a vibrational level. Generally, everything has a vibrational level. That's what they were talking about with their Rife technology. Well, your digestive system and your body has one too. And what happens is when you take in food, your body and the food need to match the right vibration so that so that your body can assimilate the energy, the nutrition from it. They discovered a very interesting thing back in water technology and checking the vibrational levels of water connected with prayer. Now, this is going to be really weird to some of you. It'll make total sense to others. You know, most of you were raised in Christian homes, and you were taught by your moms and your dads to bless your food. Now, a lot of us kind of do that, and there are some really short blessings that have been developed just because of feeling the obligation to bless the food. But here is a perfect example of if you understand a principle, if you understand why you should be doing something. Remember I said earlier in the discussion, don't should on yourselves. People can't do anything because they're supposed to. It's really hard. But if they want to, you got to get out of the way and they'll stampede over you. So don't want to should, want to. Let's talk about a blessing on food. They have found, and this is fascinating, that most food, whether they're vegetables or whatever you're eating, has a natural vibrational level frequency of about 15 to 20 cycles, okay? The level that it requires for the human body to assimilate the food is about 45 cycles, okay? Now, don't try and pin me down on all of this because I'm not an engineer, I'm not a scientist, but I just thought this was very interesting. Doing various experiments in food preparation and things, one of the things that they tried was for, in this case, it wasn't even a Christian priest. It was a Shinto or a Buddhist a shaman or whatever they call them. What are they? Come on, monk. The experiment was done in Japan first, and he actually blessed the food, and that food, they checked the frequency of vibration of that food, and upon blessing it, it had come up to exactly match the frequency level that food needs to be perfectly assimilated in the body. Now, there's another thing. The Native Americans, one of the things that I understand that they do, which is just, these people are spiritually way ahead of an awful lot of us. But the fact is, what they will do is they will never harvest an entire plant. Now, those of you that are Native Americans, if I've got this a little bit wrong, don't condemn me. Just call in and correct me. It's okay. By the way, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. But hold your calls for just a little bit. Let me do a little bit more soliloquy here for a little bit. But anyway, they will not harvest a complete plant. They take a portion of it, and at the same time, they say a prayer for and they bless the plant and give thanks for its contribution to their life. When they're hunting, as I understand, they don't just go out and indiscriminately shoot any old deer. They pray about it, and they seek the guidance of their belief, and they look for the deer or the animal that they're hunting to come forth and represent itself, and they will know which one is offering itself for their sustenance. Now, if this is a little bit far out for all of you, that's fine. But let's go back to the prayer. If you understand the law, how things work, that you, by the strength of your words and thankfulness for the food, can literally enhance the value of that food to your body, now, would it make sense that you would want to pray, not just because you were supposed to, or that you would be afraid that God would be mad at you if you didn't, or wouldn't show proper thanks, but now you have an understanding of the value of prayer. Whether you're a Christian, whatever your belief is, it's a law. If you dedicate that food to yourself, you'll be amazed at what's going on. Now, I've got another little thing. I'm really getting sidetracked here, guys, but this was absolutely fascinating. I was reading the other day about a fellow that had kind of a skin problem. Whenever he'd eat chocolate, he would break out. And he had a habit of going to the movie once a week, and he'd always buy a chocolate bar, and dadgummit, he'd break out every time. One of the gals that was into natural healing and also in some of the meditative stuff, and if I'm getting too far out for you, just turn off your radio for the next 2 or 3 minutes, then you turn it back on and listen to the good stuff. Anyway, she said, look, how do you feel about eating chocolate? He says, well, I know I shouldn't do it, but dadgummit, I like it, and it tastes good. And she said, well, try this. Try deciding before you go to the theater, okay, I'm going to have a chocolate bar, and it's my decision. I have my agency of choice, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it because I decided that I'm going to have a chocolate bar, and I'm not going to feel guilty. And she said, chances are you will not break out and you will not have a skin problem as a result of eating that chocolate bar if, in fact, you don't eat it along with the guilt you're feeling. He tried it several times, and oddly enough, if he said, I'm going to choose to eat this chocolate bar and I'm not going to be guilty about it, he didn't break out. Interesting thought. And those of you who are dealing with your weight and why diets don't work, you might think about that issue of maybe blessing the food for your benefit and also not feeling guilty about eating. If you decide you're going to eat something, eat it. Don't sit there dealing with guilt every time you take a mouthful of food, debating whether it's good or not. I think you'll find some very interesting things. Don't want to get into that with you. Just a thought. Thought it might be useful. Let's get back to the food supply stuff. The reason that I keep telling you, get going at your supply now. Call right away. If you've had any thoughts about getting your food supply in and you don't have the support of your mate, every single person, you've heard me say this on each of the two other programs, every person that calls in putting in a supply of food is troubled over their family and their friends and everybody. They're the Lone Ranger. Well, we've done something to try and help you deal with the family and friends that aren't on board with the need to get prepared. On the website, on eFoodsDirect.com, you can listen to a couple of the lectures. One of the ones that is really useful, and those of you that are in the middle of your preparation or that are dragging your feet, getting going and getting your food in and doing the other stuff that we're going to be telling you about, get on this website, or if you don't have high-speed access, it's going to take high-speed access to be able to listen to this, but one of the main things that you want to listen to, the first one, is If We Only Had 10 Days. It's a lecture that's going to take about 23 minutes to listen to, and it establishes a scenario that if you knew, and all of us that are listening to this program and all of us that are of like mind, that are getting prepared, if you knew that you only had 10 days, what would you do? I have people calling me all the time. We got no money. We can't do. We don't have the support of our families. If you knew, and you only had 10 days, get this. Listen into this lecture that we did on 10 days. And if you don't have high speed internet, you give us a call at 800-409-5633, and we'll send you out CDs to listen to and also worksheets and planning sheets for your food supply. But you got to do it soon. And if you're looking at any of the retailers out there, if you think you found one that's really cool, that you think is a good price, give us a call. We'll tell you whether you're being ripped off or whether you're getting good stuff. We know all of them. We know everything that's going on out there, and we'll help you. If you don't find anybody out there, we'll order your food for you, because that's what we've done for 25 years. But the interesting thing that we're dealing with is the other scenario, the other lectures that we've got up on the website, and also you can get CDs to, will go through a whole lot of thinking as to why we're needing food, how soon we're going to need food, and how much. It will help you establish how much. You can't set a goal unless you know what the goal is going to be. I have people call me all the time. They're saying, "Hey, I got to get some food in. I've got to get prepared." And I say, "Okay, how many years do you want?" I don't have any idea. Don't have a clue. We've got all sorts of clues out there. Listen to these lectures, and you'll be able to determine that. And then you can set your goal, and don't wait until you've got a whole bunch of money saved up. You might not have time. The fact is that you start with all you can do now, and then we'll show you later on how you can do more and how you can establish the ability to generate more food than you're able to do right now with what your resources are. But a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. That's why last week we gave you some assignments. Now, if you weren't here last week, I'll summarize it for you. We told you to get in your emergency use water. Now, remember what we were talking about? If you understand the principle, then it's not hard to do. A lot of people out there are just really concerned about preparing for that disaster, preparing for the problems that they're facing. A lot of people haven't started putting in their water supply. Well, let me give you a why you would want to do that. If we had nothing that was facing us in the future that was going to be a problem, nothing at all that was going to be a hassle, having a supply of water and clean water that you can deal with, if for some reason we had some sort of a natural disaster in your area, if you're not an area that's prone to those, if you had a power outage, some of the areas up north where they don't have hurricanes have ice storms and the power goes out, any number of things. If you have water, it's amazing the security that it gives you. Now, you're going to have to take my word for it. Let's liken it. Some of you are paying tithing out there. I want to give you an example of that. One of the things we're told about tithing is the statement from the Scriptures, "Prove me herewith as to whether I will not open the windows of heaven if you pay your tithing." Now, a lot of people sit back and logic about it, and they say, "Well, that's taking 10% out of my income. I don't have enough money right now. If I pay the tithing, then I've got a problem." Takes a little bit of faith, but you got to try it first. Here's what I want you to do with the thing with water supply. You're going to use the simple thing of water to give yourself an experience of storing and preparing. It's not going to cost you anything if you want to make it that way. It'll cost you just a little bit if you want to buy the stuff from a water supplier and put it in. Doesn't make any difference. But what I want you to do is trust me on this. Put in a 30-gallon supply for each adult in your family. If you can't start with that, put in a 30-gallon supply for your whole family. As Jim Phillips told us last week, that's not enough. You need a gallon a day for a month to deal with any possible emergency scenario. But do something. If you haven't done it, now a lot of you I know have taken our word for it. You've got your supply of water in as a result of last week, or maybe you had it before. That's wonderful. But those of you that haven't started your supply, start this week with two things. Number one, give us a call so that you can start to know how to start planning your food. Give us a call and ask, if you don't have email, if you don't have a web access, give us a call at 800-409-5633 and get the information on preparing for food storage and all of the CDs. The other thing that you do is with the assignment that we gave everybody else last week, you put in about 30 gallons of water. If you don't know how to do that, or if you haven't listened last week, I don't care. Give us a call, but put in 30 gallons of water. If you haven't got anything else stored, just trust me and experiment with it. And we will see after you've done that how good it makes you feel. It will make you feel very secure and comfortable with something just as silly and stupid and simple as having a supply of water, so you know if there's no water to flushy, you've got water to drink and to cook with. Okay? Experiment with it. Try it. Now, the rest of the assignment last week, actually the assignment for everyone was to put in 30 gallons per adult That's 1 gallon a day for drinking and cooking for a month period for every adult in the family. The other thing was to take care of your toilets and everything and make sure that you didn't have a lower drain than anybody else's toilet in case everything was down. Bad subject, but it's part of preparation. Okay? Now, the thing that we're going to deal with this week is, here's your assignment. We're coming up to the kind of the end of the first hour. We've got about 10 minutes left. And I think that we're going to have a situation where I can cover this real quickly. What you want to start talking about, or what you want to start thinking about, is clothing for cold weather or for inclement conditions. And that's going to be your next step in preparation that we're going to give you this week. Now, I hear the music, so we're going to take a little bit of break, and we'll get back and we'll finish that up before the end of the hour.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, my friends, to Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank. We were talking about the next assignment for those of you that are in the process of preparing. What we're doing in these initial assignments is getting you started. And if you will do some of these simple things that don't take any financial commitment and start to get the sense of being prepared, I will guarantee you, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, that you will get the spirit of enjoying this preparation thing. There's nothing better That's the objective. All of the stuff as to why we don't want to do it or why we have to do it is kind of in the way. Here's your assignment for this next week, and then we'll get in more to it in the next hour. What I want you to do is go through an inventory of everything that you own that might be useful in getting prepared. You might have one of the things you want to concentrate on is clothing. We'll be covering a bit on clothing a little bit later on. But look up the clothing that you got, the hard weather clothing, the boots and the coats and the ski pants if you're in cold areas. Do an inventory of everything. You've got Coleman stoves, you've got Dutch ovens, you've got half sacks of charcoal. Anything that you can put in that pile of stuff over on the left-hand side of your garage that is for your preparation. Anything that you think you might use. And as we go into new programs, you'll find, hey, I've got that, I don't have to buy it. You do not want to spend money on anything you already have. In fact, if you've already started at your food supply, take an inventory of the amount of wheat, if you have wheat in, or the amount of beans, the stuff that you have that is storable, not wet pack canned wood, but go through and take an inventory of everything that you have that you feel can contribute to your preparedness. And then as we go through the various programs, you'll discover that you already have an awful lot of stuff that if you just put it together in one place and know what to do with it, you'll be in good shape. The other portion, along with the inventory of what you've got, is you need to take a look at all of the, I mentioned clothing earlier, all of the hard weather clothing that you have. And we'll be talking a great deal about clothing from the standpoint of what works and what doesn't. And very simply, a lot of the stuff that that people have in can be used right now for their preparation plans. But it needs to be organized, it needs to be inventoried, and that's your assignment for this next week. As we get into some of the preparations, it's going to be really fun to find that you already have a lot of the bases covered. And if you'll work with that inventory and really be serious about it, if you've got something that's been sitting in the garage that you never thought you had, that you'd have use for, that can be used for camping or any kind of preparedness, stick it in that stack, and as we go through, we'll be able to tell you whether it's something that is going to be useful for you or not. Anyway, that pretty much wraps up this hour, and we'll be back the next hour getting into more of the things that you need to do. We'll open things up for questions and comments, and we'll have some more fun getting prepared.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, we see our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath. Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best. The gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found. We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.